On Sunday, Roberts shared a post on the association's Facebook page that said, Darren Wilson Day, August 9th. Darren Wilson was the police officer who shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson last year. Sunday was the anniversary of Brown's death. The post sparked a protest on Monday outside of the Columbia Police Department. The association has since removed the post, but replaced it with another, saying that the CPOA supports Officer Darren Wilson and all law enforcement officers who endure similar situations. In an email to the mayor and city council members, city manager Mike Mathis called the post, quote, particularly vile, end quote. In that email, he recounts his request to the CPOA board members that the organization end Roberts' employment. Additionally, he writes that he will not recommend any future ballot to add officers to the police department while Dale Roberts is employed by the CPOA. Roberts says that while he regrets how the post was received by the public, Mathis' threat to oppose ballot measures is not the appropriate response.
That doesn't punish me. That punishes the people of Columbia.
Additionally, the letter says that Mathis' actions may infringe upon police officers' rights to choose representation for collective bargaining. The letter requests that Mathis rescinds his demands in another email to all of the recipients of the previous one. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.